Hello, and you're listening to the Glastonbury Calling Thursday Live Rewind Show. Yes, back on Sunday, so we're playing some old sessions for you. This time we've got one from Turner from January 2017. This was just after the band Turner got together, so it's and recorded their early song, Velvet Bubblegum. So, yeah, we're going to get to play this session for you, so I hope you enjoy it. And yeah, we'll kick in with the audio.
Aberration, I don't know. Yeah, the three of them are
right. Okay. Taking, anyway, I better introduce you. This is Turner. So I have Finn and Molly. All right, guys.
Hiya. Hi.
Yeah. All right. Good. 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 We'll chat a bit about you in a minute. So, but we'll get you to kick off with a song. What do you start off with?
This one we released as a demo just before our single came out, just to keep people interested. It's called 18.
Helped you pack yesterday, 'cause you're going away and I won't see you until Christmas. After your
excellent stuff. Well done, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice to have you in. Yeah,
it's nice to be here.
It's a pleasure.
Good. Yeah, can you tell us a bit of the back, because a lot of people will be familiar with you. Tell us a bit of a background of Turner and how you guys came about.
Hi, I'm Molly. This is Finn. You might know us from Any Other Day. We were both in Any Other Day for about 4.5 years, so you may or may not have seen us around on the scene doing a thing.
Yeah.
And Sam, our guitarist, and Jake, our drummer from any other day are both at university, so this is what we...
They left us.
Yeah, they abandoned us. No.
They're the smart ones.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're too stupid, so we're still here. So we were like, well, we want to still write and play, even if we're not at uni, but we felt like we wouldn't be doing any other day as a project justice if just the two of us were playing, because obviously it would be a vastly different live show.
Yeah, it's very different, all of our songs, to the...
So, yeah, we spoke to them about it. To clarify, if anyone was wondering or cares, there's no bad blood or anything.
We hope not.
Well, yeah. That's secretly sat there like, I hate these guys. Yeah. No, I mean, you know, we love playing with them. We love writing with them. They're great guys. They're still our best mates. If anyone cares, I've got the Any Other Day logo tattooed on my leg.
That's good.
I haven't.
No. So, yeah, but for now, this is Turner.
Good. You've had a message. Liana said, listen to Glastonbury FM. Can't wait to hear you guys.
That's my girlfriend.
That's lovely, isn't it?
Thanks, Liana.
Cheers.
Good.
She loves me more.
I'm not even going to question it.
I mean, it is a totally different sound for you guys, because you guys are sort of like doing pop punk stuff and what have you, in a way, with Any Other Day.
Yeah.
So how would you describe your sound now and what you're doing?
Whatever you want it to be, really.
It's that song's very sad and slow, the one we just played.
Everything's like that.
Yeah, we have other songs which are a bit more upbeat.
I think what you're going to hear today as well is like a stripped back version of what we want to do live anyway, so it's going to sound mellower still in here, but when we play live, there'll be a bit more to it. A few more layers, let's say.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you guys have been writing for your duo or you know, as it is at the moment.
Yeah.
For how long?
Probably about like 6 months.
Okay.
I was writing stuff which wasn't what I thought suitable for Any Other Day.
Yeah.
Before the lads left to uni, so probably in like July-ish last year.
Yeah, like over the summer.
Yeah, but it was more kind of like indie, kind of electronic.
It was just stuff you were like fiddling with when you were at home. And then when we realised that they were going to be gone and we weren't, we were kind of like, okay, well, here's some material. Shall we do something with it, essentially?
Yeah, we're like, let's have a go
gander
and see what this turns out like.
Yeah.
And alas, basically our first song was our single, which is Velvet Bubblegum.
Yeah. Which has been quite well received, hasn't it?
Yeah, we haven't heard any... I haven't had any bad feedback on it.
Yeah.
No.
So I don't know if Molly has.
We had a lot of good feedback from Orchard Studios about it, actually.
The lads and lasses from Orchard Studios.
Shout out to James, Mark and Charlotte, because we love them.
Yeah. Well, they're my faves. Especially James. He said, you've got
James
to listen
is our
to
best
Yeah,
friend.
James. James is my boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, do you find you two have got like a good chemistry as musicians together? You just seem
no,
to
I
click
hate
together.
Him.
Yeah. No, I think we're all right.
I mean,
we get on.
We're so used to working with each other at this point, I think, as well. Like,
so I've known Molly since...
Since we were about 11 now.
Yeah, so nearly like 8 years. Coming up 8 years.
Yeah, so I think the good thing is going into it, we already knew what we were like as musicians, so if there was stuff that we didn't like that the other person was doing, we feel comfortable saying.
Yeah, we're that good. We know each other now, so we can say to each other if we don't like it, rather than
just
what you doing.
Feel you've got to say something.
Yes, good. Not, it's just no, I don't like that. Scrap it. Yeah.
Okay. And have you found any moments like that during the? Especially when you're trying to generate a new sound.
Yeah.
There's got to be things like you go no, it doesn't really work.
I think there've been things where we've written them and been like, yeah, this is great, and then we'll listen to it the next day and we're like, what were we thinking?
Yeah. A lot of times when like I'll write like a kind of like demo-y bit, probably about 3 o'clock in the morning, thinking, oh my gosh, this is incredible.
Yeah.
And then I'll wake up and hear it at like 10 and I'll be like, oh gosh, what is this?
Or like we'll like really roughly mix a demo through headphones and be like, yeah, this sounds sick, and then we'll play it through speakers and be like, actually.
No.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the way. But when something's in your mind, you've got to get it down, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've got to put it down. And you listen to it. And one of the times might be the genius thing that you're looking for.
Yeah.
Other times it might be going, oh, well.
It's good because I think we're in a place at the moment where we're not afraid to just write anything experimental or just like something we haven't tried before or something that we're not sure whether it will work or not. It's really easy for us to just get it down and then, like you say, just scrap it if we don't like it. But because it is just one or the other of us writing something and just sending it to the other one, it's really easy to do.
And the other thing is it might be the bones of something else, or you might
use it in something else. A lot of our demos for a lot of the new songs which we recorded sound quite a lot different to the actual finished mixes of the songs.
Mm.
Okay.
So it's definitely like writing down something might lead to completely something else, but it's still getting it down and making an idea, yeah.
Okay. Well, wicked. Well, are you guys okay to do your second number?
Well, I reckon so. Let me just tune this string.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, I'll turn you down while you're tuning it.
Thank you very much.
That's all right.
I can't believe we're in a completely new band and I'm still waiting for Finn to tune in between songs.
Well, yeah,
it's got to be done, hasn't it?
It's necessary.
I mean, I'd rather you did, don't get me wrong.
Right, we good.
We're good.
Okie dokie. Oh. Fire away.
Cool.
Fire on. There we go. Wait.
No?
No. Wait. where are we?
This one is are we doing Home next? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, this one's called Home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one will be on our EP when it comes out, which we're hoping will be in the very near future. It has been recorded. It's waiting.
It's in the mix.
It's getting late tonight and I'm seeing sober eyes. Time is tragedy. Drinks down so easily. And this happens all. Take me back to where we
take me back.
I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm going. I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm going.
Take me back to where we started. Take me back.
I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm going. I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm going.
Excellent stuff, excellent stuff. That's quite a summary type track, isn't it? You reckon?
Yeah, I would say.
That's got a cool story.
Oh, go on then. I want to hear cool stories.
Basically, young Finn over here, age 17 when all of his friends are 18.
Yeah.
Mr. Designated Driver was a bit unhappy about the fact that all of his friends could have a nice beverage.
Yeah.
And he couldn't. So... thus wrote home, wanting to go home because everyone else was...
sick of drunk people.
Yeah, drunk and I wasn't, so...
Aww. Yeah. You're making up for it now.
Yeah. Just getting on it at every opportunity.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's good. You found anyone else to be your designated driver then?
Not really.
And all of our friends are at uni, so...
Yeah.
So we're all on our own.
My brother can't drive, so I've got to be his designated driver. Molly can't drive. Yeah. So I've got to be Molly. Yeah,
I don't drink.
Yeah,
so.
Molly doesn't drink. Oh wow, that's all right then.
Yeah. Oh well.
Yeah, get a learning to drive. It's got to be done.
Yeah, but I don't have any money.
No, I know it's expensive, and my son's going through this. It's just like you've got to have a fair amount of cash to be able to drive. So it's you know, it's hard to do, isn't it?
We only work in retail. Oh, speaking of, I don't know if they'll be listening or not. I don't know if they can, and I don't know if they'll ever get a chance to listen to it back, but I promised I'd shout out Missy Edwards for covering my shift today. So thank you, Missy. If she is listening, she's in with
you. Working with toys?
Yeah.
That's not work.
I know, right?
That's not work.
It's not work. She gets to play.
No, she gets to play all day.
I play really hard.
Yeah.
Wears me out. Yeah. So, shout out to Missy and Taryn, who's also in on the late tonight. And it's his birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Taryn.
Shout out to anyone at Timberland.
Yeah, got to be done. Got to be done.
And Harry, who paid £5 for our track.
See you two.
Which you could have done. Yeah.
Besides being in a band together, you work about sort of 20 yards from each other as well. Yeah.
We're inseparable.
It's awful.
It really is.
Yeah. Anyway, we better get back to the music. You were saying about you were going to be recording or something soon.
I think it must have been end of August, we recorded our EP. So Velvet Bubblegum is the debut single off of that. It's out now. If you want to download it, it's totally free, or you can pay for it if you feel so inclined. But the rest of the EP is three more tracks, so the whole thing should be out in the very near future, fingers crossed. Just some work needs doing on the last track, and then it's ready. So we'll put it all up. It'll be free to download again. If you want to donate, by all means, I'm not going to stop you, but take it, have it for free. And hopefully we'll get some physical copies up as well.
Yeah, you got to come and see us though.
That's the catch.
If you buy it, if you download it.
Yeah, but saying that, you have not, this is the other thing, you've not even played a live gig, have you?
It's crazy.
This is
the first ever live performance. From Turner. Whatever goes on from here, you know, you could be superstars. You always go, well, first ever time live on Glastonbury
FM.
So,
on January the 26th,
2017. Yeah. So we'll go down, in history. Yeah. your first full live gig next month, don't you?
Yes, on the 18th of February, we will be supporting UKID at the King Arthur in Glastonbury. Which will be wicked.
I think it's for Beth's birthday.
Birthday.
I don't know the full title.
Yeah,
it's quite a long title.
Yeah, it's a very extended title. We better not go down that route of reading the whole title out.
No.
But it should be a good night.
Yeah, we're going to play. Hopefully get everyone a little bit hyped up.
Yeah,
and then UKID coming.
We're going to go a bit crazy.
Go a bit bananas.
No, that'd be wicked. I mean, that's not bad for a first gig, is it?
No.
I mean, normally people's first gigs are in front of about five people.
Our first gig for any other day was at my mum and dad's birthday party.
No, so. It was the Christmas was party in Stall
Village
Hall.
Oh, Christmas party. There we go.
It was...
Where?
That was a wild
in
night.
In Stall Village Hall.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was that like then?
That was all right.
Yeah.
I thought it was all right. Us as a band, probably not. We played a very bad original song and a lot of covers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If I listened to it back now, I'd probably have to sob a little bit. But other than that... Mm. But, I mean, we've all got to start somewhere.
Yeah,
so.
And now where? Look at us now.
Yeah. You're starting off again.
I know.
got it all to do.
Yeah.
Good. So, I mean, that's the thing. You've probably, you know, kicking off something new, you've probably learnt a lot from what's gone on beforehand.
And yeah.
Definitely.
It's exciting to be starting something completely different, but to have the experience that we now have and to know the people we do. I think we're in a better position, obviously, than we were 5 years ago when we were... teenagers and
ickle bickle.
No one knew who we were, and now some people do.
Some people do.
Not many, but
I suppose you could say we have some friends, just a few
acquaintances.
Yeah. So besides this gig, I mean, have you got anything else lined up? Or no?
Well,
she can't say.
We've got a couple things
in the pipeline.
In the pipeline. Yeah. So
hopefully we can do a lot more.
We can, I mean, we've been trying to plan a lot of stuff for sort of the coming months and then the festival season. So we're in the process of just sort of nailing stuff down, confirming stuff. But we've got a couple things that we'll hopefully be able to announce very soon.
So when you go out live, are you going to go out live just the two of you or plus another band member? Or?
Unfortunately, I do have a sibling.
Okay.
But fortunately, he does play drums. So he came in and drummed on our EP. I don't know, is drummed? Oh, correct.
Yeah.
He drummed on our EP. It sounds a bit weird. It's like he's hitting the EP, but he's not. but anyway, moving on. He drummed on the EP and then he comes down. He lives in Birmingham though, so a bit of a trek.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's... To be fair to him, he's helped us out a lot.
Yeah, so. We complain about him, but we are very grateful to Jake, really. He's all right. I think we'll keep him.
He's all right.
Yeah.
Especially if he's driving all the way down from Birmingham.
No, he can't drive. He trains.
Oh, he trains
Yeah.
How'd he get his drum kit down here on the train?
It's already down there.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
But he's a useful person to have around because he knows a lot of stuff about tech and that just goes straight over my head. So I'm just like, Jake, why is this doing this? Explain, please. And he sort of fixes things as well. So.
Oh, so
he's a good lad.
He's really, really handy. Oh, okay. Right. Right. We better have one last track for you, if that's all right.
Oh,
better say, if people want to download the EP, find out more about Turner, best place to do it.
If you head over to our Facebook, we are facebook.com/turnerbanduk. On Instagram and Twitter, we are @turnerbanduk. There'll be links on all of those to our YouTube, where you can catch the video for our debut single, Velvet Bubblegum. And there's a little cute video on there to our demo, 18. And there's also a link to our Bandcamp, where you can download either of those for free. Free!
Yeah,
no money.
Free.
Have them. Take them.
Or a donation.
Or a donation.
And then if you give a donation, I think you can send a message, and then you can send a message on what we should spend your donation on.
How's that? Yeah.
Because we haven't had any ideas yet.
Okay.
Not that we've got a lot of money, but...
But yeah, there should be loads of exciting stuff coming up in the future. EP's coming out. Gigs are gonna start happening. And we'll hopefully get some cool stuff coming your way. So t-shirts and all sorts. If you want them, we'll make them.
Cool.
They'll be there. So check it out.
I've got a tune again. Sorry.
Oh no, you. Oh, I don't know. Here he goes. You have this every gig, do you, Molly?
Oh well, I mean, it's been no gigs yet, so
we've got all this to come.
Aren't we excited?
We can spend our money on a new guitar, Molly.
Yeah, but the strings will still go out of tune on the new guitar.
Yeah, but then I could have a new guitar for each tuning I need. That'd be great.
Yeah, yeah, you could have like sort of a line of 10 guitars or something like that.
All right, we're good.
Right.
Finn's tuned all 5 of the strings on his guitar.
Oh yeah, I don't have 6 strings on my guitar, so I've gone from 4 strings bass to a 5 string guitar.
Professional here at Turner.
One day you might fully grow up.
Yeah, I don't want
today to. Today is not that day.
This one's called
Hold On.
Hold On.
It's been 8 days and I've heard you're still awake. You made a few mistakes, but that's okay. Sodium luminosity. Oh, it decorates the streets. And those graffiti memories of escapades. Don't be
looking forward to the new EP then, and can't wait for that to come out.
It's going to be good stuff.
I'm really
good
excited.
Good stuff. Well, thanks very much for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great. We better pay a bit of Alex Pridis, who's playing like this Glastonbury away day gig tomorrow.